The commander of Fort Wainwright Stryker Brigade is expressing condolences for soldiers killed and injured in Afghanistan, but says the unit is making progress. Colonel Todd Wood spoke with reporters via teleconference from Afghanistan yesterday. The press conference followed news of another Stryker soldier death, the 12th to be killed since the 4,000-member unit deployed in April. Colonel Wood says despite the losses, brigade morale remains strong.
The things that we have seen and done in a short period of time have been very rewarding. The soldiers are genuinely into this mission, and they're working very hard to make this place better and working very hard to accomplish their mission, which is to provide that kind of security which is going to allow this country to transition to complete independence.
Wood says the Strykers have moved from Zabul province to Kandahar province since arriving in southern Afghanistan. They are nearing the end of the summer fighting season in a rural agricultural region. Wood says Taliban fighters do not engage Stryker soldiers and their Afghan counterparts in battle and rely instead on IED attacks.
He knows that in a stand-up fight he's going to lose. And the IED is something that he can put in the ground and then remotely detonate that from a safe distance and get away.
Other IEDs blow up when driven over by vehicles. The explosions have taken a deadly toll on the Stryker Brigade, but Wood says many incidents have been averted.
Our find rate on these is well over 90%, and with the equipment that we have right now out there, the detections are very frequent, and we continue to find where they make these IEDs at and destroy those facilities. Been very successful in that in the last couple of months.
Wood says the Stryker's mission is security-focused and involves working alongside and training Afghan Army and police, both of which have taken on more leadership in preparation for the drawdown of U.S. forces.